Let's come out, come in, come up. The spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock, you'll never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, come out, come in, come up, come out, come in, come up. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You'll never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. He that hath an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Oh, never fear, come and drink of this rock. We'll never thirst again. And the Bride say, come, come out, come in, and come up, come out. Come in, come, come up. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back to His holy word. Come and drink up this rock. You will never thirst again. The Spirit and the bride say, come.
Spirit and the bride
say, come.
Oh, our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we have heard the call. And we thank you with the rising of the sun this morning to open a new week, Lord, unto us. Father, we say thank you for the quickening that we felt, Lord, this morning, to go to no other place but to come to your house, Lord. Lord, we say thank you. Journey mercies that you have even accorded us, Lord, we bless you, Lord. And Father, even as we come, yes, Lord, we want to hear one thing. We want to see one man, the Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we ask now the Holy Spirit to sweep over your people, Lord, on our Sunday schools for our children, our youth, and we, the adults here, Lord. We surrender all to you with all humility, with all obedience. The Lord, you have your own way this morning. And prepare us, Lord, for the day, the word that you have for us. So, Lord, once again, we want to say thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you stand in, let's stand to the reading. We are thankful to the Lord to be back. And we are still on our studies. The studies on an efficient church is very, very important. The prophet said, it covers all what happened. It will cover all the seven church ages. And as we have the Bible here, we have the Genesis of God's word. When it comes to the Gentile church, Ephesus is the Genesis. Amen. So everything starts. Good things we got to know. And then things that brought the church down, which is very, very important, that we go to arm ourselves and be watchful for those things so that because Satan has not stopped his work. He's still fighting against the church. And when we talk about the church, Mostly we are talking about the bride's church because there are other voices somewhere. And meanwhile, if he has been able to infiltrate the Nicolaitan spirit, he's not bothered anymore. But where he sees that they have what? A standard, a stronghold, then he's fighting. And we are the bride. Yes. Amen. Let's turn to the reading of Revelation 2, 3 to 5, 3 to 6. And he has borne, and has borne. That means he's talking to Christ, talking to Ephesus. Thou has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake had labored and has not fainted. That's what we did last week. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Lord, yes, we thank you. Lord, you are giving us the opening, the revelation of the enemy that tries to infiltrate, oh Lord, as he did in the Garden of Eden. But we thank you, the Lord, we've had a prophet you sent to this our age to reveal unto us the works of this spirit that is still fighting your church. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, last week we were looking at the church, the good things that they did, Ephesus, the church of Ephesus. And so let's just step a little back and then continue immediately. So Jesus was telling the church, we came to Apostle Paul when his last meeting with the elders of the church of Ephesus. And let's go to that place rather. So we heard the Apostle Paul telling the elders of Ephesian church that go to the next thing for him. No. Go back. Yeah, so we had Apostle Paul telling the church, the elders of the church of Ephesus. He said, wherefore I take you to record this, that I am pure from thy blood of all men, and for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsels of God. Take heed therefore unto yourself and unto all the flocks over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he had what? He had purchased with his own blood. Then, So, who are the Nicolaitans? That's what we are coming on. So, I'm here. For I know this, Apostle Paul said, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves Shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them? We are going to watch all this. Amen. Therefore, watch. Watch and remember. Watch and remember. Two words which are very, very important. Watch and always remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn every one night and day with tears. Apostle Paul, my. He was keeping the Ephesian church always on the alert, though he was on what? A missionary trip. Praise the Lord. So always watch and remember. The warnings I've been giving you. I've shown you all things, how that so laboring, ye ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to what? To receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sorrow and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should not see his face no more. And they accompanied him onto the ship. My brethren, after such a powerful and solemn fellowship with the elders of the church, who would have ever thought that Ephesian church would go back and lay down what the bar? But that's what exactly they did. Ephesian church, which we all know, when we talk about holiness, when you talk about holiness, holiness wasn't a phrase with them. Or a figure of speech. It was a way of life. Their way of life speaks louder than what they say. Amen. Amen. Yes, that's the way how a true Christian is. They didn't give up. They didn't give lip service to that name. No, sir. It was their lives that were given. They worked for God. Whatever they do, they weren't doing for man. Amen. God who sees in secret. Whatever you do in secret, in support, every service, your labor of love, God sees everything. He will reward you openly. Amen. So whatever you are doing in support of the church, in prayer, some pray every morning for the church and the apostle. God sees that. Praise the Lord. It's not a you standing here, for everyone to see you, my brother, that one, yes, that's the call. Amen. Then Jesus said, nevertheless, all your holiness and everything, nevertheless, I have some word against thee, because thou hast left what? Thy first love. See? Thou hast left thy first love. That's showing that they had something in the beginning. And has left it. That's the meaning of what? Having left your what? First love. That means you had something in the beginning, and now you've left that thing. You've stopped doing those things. And take notice of this. It is always he that endureth to the end. It's not just starting well and fade out, fade off. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be what? Shall be saved. Amen. Amen. So, Nicolaitan spirit, it was a group. And the prophet said that group remained part of the first church age doing their deeds. And the deeds were hated. But the people were not rendered impotent. That's the whole thing. You have seen that something has come into the church. And then you hated it. But
yet you are not saying anything about it. Let's watch that, brethren. Because sometimes it looks as if it's very hard to tell someone, look, what you are doing is wrong. See, we are looking at the person's image more than what actually is supposed to do to what? To correct those things. You are helping that brother, that sister. Amen. So, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Now, what are these Nicolaitans? The word comes from two Greek words, Nikao, which means to conquer. Take notice of this, because we'll be coming on that. Which means to conquer. And Laos, which means the laity. The laity as the church. Amen. So that Nicolaitan spirit is to conquer what? The members of the church. To suppress them. To carry them away from what? From the truth. That's the conquering he's talking about. The prophet said, in plain fact, somebody was doing something in that early church which was conquering the laity. If the laity were being conquered, then it must have been some authority there doing it. I found that this, when I was building the slide, I found this. And I said, oh my. Brother, sometimes God makes someone to do something which actually is so spiritual. It talks a lot. Because the person wrote this down there, but this thou have, that thou have what? The works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. That's to conquer the laity. So a type of what? Bowing down before what? The authority. And what authority is there? You see that they've pushed Christ out there from the picture. That means Christ has been what? Pushed out. And now, what do you see? Rabbit, Santa Claus, and Christmas tree. Praise the Lord. See, the subject our precious brother Eli preached about before coming in, about worship. Anything that you place before God, it becomes what? Your idol. You are worshiping that thing. Amen. So now, Christ is pushed out. And then, we celebrate Easter with, as the prophet said, rabbit what? During Easter, yeah, rabbits are in danger. And during Christmas, turkeys are—they are also in danger. Then we had to find as much as possible a Christmas tree, no matter how, and put in a. There's no one is talking against Christmas tree, but the thing is that the way how you craft for it, and the way how you consider it something very important. Amen. Maybe sometimes you had a table there with your Bible. You push that table and Bible away to put a Christmas tree there. My brother, you see, there's something getting wrong there. Amen. If you have a very big space, you will put your Christmas tree, no problem. Amen. But the way how you handle everything, not Christmas tree alone, everything, the way how you handle it, it becomes a worship. Yeah, the Ephesian church could not bear the evil ones. They thus had to put them out. That's what the prophet said. They should have put them out. Or it would not make sense to say they could not bear them. If they did not put them out, then they were what? Bearing them. You were satisfied with whatever was going on.
You see.
So this Nicolai group remained a part of the first age doing their deeds, and the deeds were hated, but the people were not rendered impotent. When we follow this, this spirit has started as a deed. In the first church age, the second church age, it became what? A doctrine. The third, it became a standard. The fourth, it became what? Unbending way. I said, the prophet said that to the time that spirit incarnated in a man. So we are coming. I don't want to eat the meat whilst the food is still there. Amen. So let's go back. Amen. All right. Now, what was the spiritual climate of that church? It had left its first love. Leaving its first love was, first love of the word of God was revealed to us as having fallen from its origin, which was Pentecost. In plain English, that means the church was in danger of being taken away from what? The leading of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is supposed to lead the church. You see, to control the control of the Spirit. This was exactly what took place after Moses led Israel out of Egypt. The same thing. When they left Egypt, they were supposed to be under, following what? That pillar of a cloud. Praise the Lord. And the pillar of fire behind them. God in the midst of his people. But when we follow the history of Israel, at a point, they wanted to be like what? The other nations. Because the other nations have kings, so they wanted also a king. That's why the prophet is referring this Ephesus to Israel. The will of God was to lead them by the cloud of fire. Okay, it's there. Prophetic utterances, as he's talking about Moses. The will of God was to lead them by the cloud of fire, the prophetic utterances, miracles and signs, and God-given wonders. This was to be accomplished by God-selected and God-ordained and God-equipped and God-sent men, with the whole camp being dominated by what? The Holy Ghost move. See how a church had to be. God sending his people. God selected. God ordained. God equipped. And God sent men. Not seminary equipped, but God equipped. With the whole camp being what? Dominated by what? The Holy Ghost move. See how it started out in the early church. Now let's see how this Nicolaitan spirit started. It was called deeds, and then it became a doctrine. Then it became the standard, and it became the unbending way. It finally took over, and God was pushed aside. Serious. It started so small. See? So quietly. So unoffensively. Oh, it doesn't offend anyone. It looks so good. It seems so sound. My brother, if it is contrary to the word, it is what? It's wrong. It's a Nicolaitan word, spirit. Praise the Lord. Then it caught a hold, and like a python, it squeezed out the very breath and killed all the spirituality there was in the church.
Oh, that false vine is subtle. It is like an angel of light until it gets a hold on you. That's how Satan, look at his from the beginning, how he was. The same thing. The prophet said, Now, I want to say that I believe in leadership. But it's not the leadership of men I believe in. I believe in the leadership of the Holy Ghost coming through what? The Word. I believe also that God has sent men in the church, men who are gifted by the Spirit, and they will keep the church in order. I believe that. I believe also that the church is ruled over by men that God sends to take what? To take charge. Praise the Lord. Not that it's against that leaders, the church is without a leader. No. Praise the Lord. The prophet is clearing that. But that rule is by the word. So that it is not men really ruling, but the Spirit of God, for the word and the Spirit are one. But see what was happening back there. The false vine was getting a hold, and it was teaching that rulership by man was right. Rulership by man, not rulership by the Holy Spirit. You see. It taught that the church had to be what? Governed. It taught a control over what? The people. But not doing it God's way. Yeah, the pastor had the control over what? Over the church. But it got to be, he got to do it according to what? The will of God. Amen. So all respect had to be given to, because he has been called and appointed to what? To lead the world. He is the shepherd of the house. And we are the what? The sheep. Yes. Amen. But you see, it got to be done in God's way of what? Leading the sheep. They simply took authority and vested all spiritual powers in their own hands and came out with a holy priesthood standing between God and the people. They went right back to what? Aaronic system. See? Now, the Nicolaitan spirit, you see how is now it has reached a point where it now appointed what? A man to be what? To stand in between you and God. We know where we are. There are a number of churches where they've appointed a man there. Anything you want to from God, you have to come to him, and he will call God and tell you what God says. My brother, I was watching something. One man, I forgot the name, he said he has had a call from heaven. Oh my. In front of the congregation. Look at this. Said he had had a call from what? A call from heaven. Oh my. My brother, my sister. That's why truth is good. That's why if you are not able to recognize the prophet of your day, the message of your day, the hour that you are living in, my brother, nothing you do with this, you will get it wrong. But some know what they are doing. They are intentional. Just what? To siphon the people's their money. And another church in the U.S. said they needed some money. It has not reached the amount, so they made to close the door. Until we get that money, no one is going out. Oh, my. Brethren, we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Oh, my time is up. God's people are supposed to be one. By one spirit, they are all baptized into one body. And everyone is to be moved upon by the Holy Ghost. And everyone is to participate in the worship of God. Amen. But we will stop here. We couldn't go even halfway. Anyway, we will still continue. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Sometimes, comedian, for instance, there's someone there because he is between you and God. So he only put the bread in your mouth. Eh? And then he will drink all of your wine. You will never taste the wine. Oh, my. Brother, we are blessed. Let's bow down. So our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have opened our eyes, Lord, and our ears, Lord, and the hearts, Lord, to receive, Lord, the truth. And Father, we thank you. We bless you. Now time for us, Lord, to worship you, to praise your name, to lift up your name, God. So, Father, we want to commend the song leader, the musicians, or every instrument that will be used, our mouths, our hands. Oh, Lord, we want to lift all to praise your name this morning. Oh, to prepare us, to prepare an atmosphere, Lord, oh, for your word, God, to be received this morning. Once again, we want to say thank you. We bless you as we commit your servant also into your hands as he's waiting on you. Oh, Lord, you know the needs of your people. Use him as your mouthpiece this morning. Speak through him, Lord, and fulfill, oh God, the desires of everyone's heart this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, Richie, bless you.